Hi, tonight you reach 250 victories in the ATP Tour. How do you feel with that number?
It's fun, you know, because I don't think it matters a lot in general, but it's still a milestone, like a good number, a beautiful number. Of course, I want to achieve more, but I think, yeah, 26 years old, to reach 250 is not bad. I'm going to try to win more matches. Of course, it also comes to when I was younger, maybe 3-4 years ago. I'll play more tournaments, so you can get more wins. Now I'm trying to play a little bit less tournaments and try to focus on the biggest ones. So maybe sometimes, some years, I can be getting a little bit less wins than even years before. But it's fun. And of course, the most important was that I won and I managed to make it here.
Hi Daniel, how do you feeling about this first match in this tournament?
Was not bad. You know, with every practice I was playing better and better. Today for sure I can find small details where I could maybe just play a little bit closer to the line or a little bit better or win one game. I remember there was love 30 and I missed an easy forehand. Well, that happens. In general, was a good match where I was feeling good physically, mentally, you know, had only one break point to save, my serve was working well, and I feel like, yeah, with this base, if I manage to raise up my level just a little bit, I can play really good.
Hey, this way, Rodrigo Tovar from Fox Sports. Daniel, in which way do you think that kind of inactivity affected you tonight? And just a quick one. Tomorrow is Lorena Ochoa coming. I don't know if you've heard about her.
Say it again. Tomorrow,
Lorena Ochoa. She's coming tomorrow. A Mexican golfer.
I'm really sorry, I don't follow golf, so she's maybe very popular and everything, but I know a lot of sportsmen, but I don't really follow golf, so that's why I didn't know who you were talking about. Maybe you should look it up and then we'll know. But yeah, the inactivity is never too easy, and I feel like maybe if it would be a little bit tighter, even if it was the first set, but I managed to win the last game when it was 40-15 for him. If it would be like a tiebreak or something, I felt that on the most important points, I was not maybe as good as I wanted to be. Like I missed some break points in the second set. It was definitely enough today, but at the same time, it can happen when you play matches every day that you're gonna miss those. So I think, yeah, when you have this inactivity, it can be really tough if you have a very, very tight match. And today I managed to still have the small edge, and so it was enough, and I really didn't feel that it affected me somehow.
Daniel here, Alejandro from Tebas Azteca. Your next opponent is Berankis. The last time you faced him, you lost. How do you feel about that?
He's a great player. I think, yeah, in my opinion, can play really good. Very strong hits, you know. Not that many players have the same power as he has in his shots. So on a good day, he can play really good. And this tournament, he played good after me. He beat somebody else, and he lost to Gael Monfils, who was an absolute fire at this moment in three sets, three tough sets. So he was in great shape. Of course, I want to try to win tomorrow. I know what skills he has, if we can say like this. He for sure knows me very well too. I remember when I was young, it was my highest victory against him when we played in Kazan in Russia. I was a challenger and he was the first seed. I was a wild card and I beat him. So I also have some good memories about playing him. And yeah, I'm going to try to play my best level tomorrow to bring him a hard time.
Good night, Daniel. First of all, congrats on the result. Sergio Valdez from CTS Media. Some people think and says that in a tournament, the first game is always one of the most difficult ones. Do you agree with that statement?
Sometimes, I would say especially the bigger the tournament, because the bigger the tournament, the higher ranking opponent you're going to get. So the stronger, it's not always like this, but in general, the stronger opponent is going to be. At the same time, you know, when you look back to your career, sometimes you lose quarters, sometimes you lose semifinals, and you're going to be like, yeah, well, the toughest match was quarters finally. So it's just because, yeah, it's sometimes tougher to get used to the conditions. This first match, you can make some, I don't know, double faults, some adjustments. I feel like today I didn't need to do it. I was playing pretty well. And yeah, it was, again, a good base to build up till next rounds. So I didn't feel like today was a tough match in my sensations.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.